This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
.17 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This Saturday is Suppressor Fest at Shark Coast Tactical. If you still don't have a suppressor, you probably need one. And this is definitely the event to go to. Will is having deals on all suppressor brands in the shop with the new norm of 3 to 6 day wait times. Can you believe that? And the incredible deals at Shark Coast. Make plans and clear your schedule for this Saturday. There'll be extra Shark Coast employees on hand to fill out the paperwork quicker so you can get your suppressor entered in and back to you fast. There'll be killer deals on everything in the shop, free swag, amazing giveaways. It's all happening Saturday. Suppressor Fest at Shark Coast Tactical. The shop is open, Slinging Freedom, from 10 to 6 daily, closed on Sunday, and open online 24-7 at sharkcoasttactical.com. Shark Coast is on Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota. Look for them on social media. Tell them Mike Calter sent you. That is a, I was talking to Iverson this weekend about suppressors, and he's like, what was your average wait time? I go, oh, for me, the first one was 13 months, and the second one was 8, and now you're getting them in 3 to 6 days. So if you're looking to wait, whatever they did to change that, it's going real smooth. Now you don't ever know. You get it, you can probably have it back within less than a week. Carmen?
Yes.
We talked about it during the break. Okay. We all got together and realized that we were a little hard on you. We're sorry. We love
you. So you guys are all going to chip in for my Botox?
You don't need Botox. Oh, we all decided you look perfect the way you are.
This is crap.
We accept you for the way you are. I mean, I did buy you a hair removal one time.
You did. But see, the problem with that is that my hair, because my hair is blonde, it didn't take.
Oh, no.
So like
now you're back to being hairy again.
Well, for me to work on me, I'd have to like go basically for the rest of my life.
Gross.
So, but
well,
that's
just
why,
let it grow out. You look like a Yeti.
No, but that's why I opted for shaving, and my dermatologist said shaving is completely fine.
Yeah. All right, so, shave it up.
I do. I shave every day.
I don't. I never thought you looked hairy. I just know of your shaving.
Yes, but it's good for your skin.
Nope.
And. Yeah, listen, man, I don't know. It is what it is. I can't fix it. I'm not rich. So this is what you get. So
I feel like you've been beating yourself up about it, and us bringing it up just opened up the floodgates.
No, I just, I'm realistic, and I work with you a-holes. Oh. So
don't you think that's better, though?
I mean, not really.
Would you rather be lied to?
But who's lying to me?
Chat.
Society.
Chat. Wow.
What happened?
Oh, did you just come to?
Yeah, I blacked out for a second.
Such a jerk.
That's funny. All right. Well, I'm just letting you know we're all right. Well, apology accepted.
You're apologizing to me?
Accepted.
Mm. I did not accept it.
You should apologize to us for not wearing deodorant.
No, we allow it.
That was great.
I'm not even in the same room as you guys.
And you know why.
I can see it.
Apology accepted.
You got those little lines coming off you, like in the cartoons. What is it, Pepe Le Pew?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Uber Eats. Dear Uber Eats, seriously? Have you heard that two things can be true at the same time? Well, Uber Eats is the best and worst thing ever invented.
All right.
It hit me the other day how Uber Eats was invented. Mike was saying, and anyone with kids has done this, that he has paid his son Joey to get him something just so he didn't have to get up. I guarantee that whoever invented Uber Eats did this with their kid and thought everyone would pay. Everyone would rather sit on their ass and have food just brought right to their front door. And do we pay? We pay any price just for the convenience. You know how I know this is true? Because if you go to whatever restaurant and get three subs, it'll cost you around $20. But every single one of us has paid $89 for those same three subs on Uber Eats, just so we don't have to put pants on and leave the house on a Tuesday. I have a love-hate relationship with Uber Eats. When you're hungry and you don't feel like cooking, it's great. But whenever they charge you $1,000 and screw up your order, you want to murder everyone you've ever met. The other night, I got a grilled chicken salad, and I ordered extra dressing, and I paid for it. And guess what? When my order arrived, everyone got their orders cracked. I got my salad with no dressing. Not even the regular dressing that's supposed to come with it. Not to mention the extra that I paid for. So as I miserably ate lettuce, I told Uber Eats that they forgot my dressing. All of it. I took a picture, wrote a paragraph, sent in a blood sample, told them my mother's maiden name, everything I needed to do. And you know what they wrote me back? They said, because of your order history, we will not refund any money. You got me, Uber Eats. That's my get-rich-quick scam. I get $1.50 one meal at a time until I have enough money to retire in the year 4098. Thanks, Uber Eats. I yelled, I will never order from Uber Eats again, which lasted exactly one day until I got hungry and ordered again and got the wrong damn order. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to Uber Eats.
Did that really happen?
That really happened. They said, because of your order history, and I go, because your drivers get stuff wrong?
I think the driver, it's a restaurant, mostly.
Well, whichever it is, yeah. But, you know, it's happened to me, and it's only happened a handful of times whenever I order Uber Eats. And it's not that huge of a deal unless it's like somebody's thing's whole missing or like that. If you get a, listen, I'm trying to eat healthy. You want to get a salad with chicken and stuff. Nobody wants to eat that fry.
Yeah.
You know, ugh.
So I ordered $250 worth of seafood. Now you think that's, you must have been having a seafood fest. It wasn't. It was for one and a half people.
It was six shrimps.
Yeah. It was a lobster and some side stuff. Mm. And Joey got some stuff. And It was like one of those for $89 you get a lobster boil kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
But when you get on Uber Eats, it's like $185.
Yeah.
So I order it and it doesn't come. I'm tracking it, and then it's like your order has been delivered, and I'm like, no, it hasn't. And now we're talking about an expensive order as opposed to, you know, missing out on a dollar's worth of salad dressing.
And not something you went sitting somewhere for a while.
Yeah. So I text them and I go, I my order's not here, and they send me a picture. I go, that's not my house. And they're like, well, check, it might be your neighbor's. No, you go check.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They brought it to my neighbor's house. Joey went and got it. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, first of all, you look at, we all got numbers on our driveway, you know, pay attention. And second of all, what if I wasn't so on top of it? It would have just been sitting out somewhere. And they were like, oh, yeah, no, I left it. Here's a picture. Okay, well, you left it at the wrong house. Here's a picture of my door.
Yeah, but with your order history, I feel like you did something wrong. Remember, you got the Greek, and then you sent it to Side Splitters one morning. And, like,
you don't have the best
track history.
When we were at Side Splitters, I ordered food there, and the place had already closed. That was the problem.
Right. And then you didn't reset your
address.
Yeah. So they delivered to Side Splitters the next day or whatever. Did anybody see that video of the McDonald's manager that got fired because the Uber Eats girl was there and they took the order, you know, and she pulled up for it and he goes, I'm not making that order. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, we were slammed earlier and this and that. And she goes, you're McDonald's. Like, what are you talking about? And he goes, it's Memorial Day weekend. They should have thought about this. And she's like, you don't know whether they're having people over. And he goes, well, then they should have made their own food. And she goes,
Jesus.
She goes, I can't, I'm trying to make money. Yeah, like, what are you doing here and stuff? And he goes, all right. He goes, we're going to make it, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be right.
What?
And she's like, okay, I get it. Like,
and they had it on video?
Yeah. So he wound up getting fired.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
Yeah.
There's no, the thing that I hate about Uber Eats now is if I get drunk and then I order something and I pass out before it gets there and then I wake up the next morning.
It's covered in ants.
This last time I ordered Taco Bell at like 2 o'clock in the morning and I woke up at 6 the next day and I went out there and I was like, oh, geez.
Do I eat it?
I'm eating this for sure.
Did you eat it?
It's delicious.
It's in the humidity the whole night.
It was so good.
It's probably $75 a Taco Bell.
It was so good. It was two Crunchwrap Supremes, a Nachos Bel Grande, a Mountain Dew Baja Blast. It was so good.
You know what my wife and I, our biggest argument is, and it's not even I don't know what this, I don't know what I want. And so I'll go, are you hungry? And she'll go, yeah. And I go, you want to order something? She goes, yeah. And I go, what do you feel like? And she'll go, Greek? And I go, no.
That's the same thing in my head. Greek is always first.
And then she'll go, Moe's? And I go, no. And then she'll go, what do you want? Like, you are.
You are the woman.
I go, I know this is a problem. I know what I don't want. I don't know what I want, though. I go, so when you list them, I go, no. I'm like a pitcher. I'm shaking off the catcher. I'm like, no. Fastball. Yeah. But I can't. I just.
What do you normally land on?
A lot of times, Chipotle or Moe's or something like that, whatever. But then I have so much of that. I'm like, all right, I'm tired of that. I want something else. But then I don't know.
Do you like Middle Eastern food? I've been on a Middle Eastern food kick.
No, not
lately.
Particularly. I do like Greek food, and we'll have Greek every once in a while. You know, some of that stuff's at least a little bit healthier. My wife will get Taco Bell every time she can possibly get Taco Bell.
How is she so skinny?
Taco Bell, because, by the way, I almost brought it up the other day. Who gets one taco? She gets one taco.
Really?
Yeah, she'll do like one taco and then like some chips and cheese or whatever.
Wow.
And she has to have her cheese, so she doesn't forget to have her cheese that day. No, but tacos do not carry well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're never
always soggy. Get mine soft.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
soft
soggy.
Tacos.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. The hard shell, it's soggy, and then it's stuck to the paper, and it's just
that's why I only do soft tacos.
The lettuce is all wilted.
Carmen, did you try the Gordita Crunch with the Doritos Locos Taco?
I did not get Taco Bell yesterday.
What?
What? Yeah.
You smell like it.
You sabotaged us.
Yes. That's like my plan. I'm going to make all you guys get fatter. That way I look smaller.
Genius.
It's a good plan, Carmen. It's a good plan. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. What's up?
We're here for
McDonald's
today.
It's working. Yeah.
So you're the woman in the food portion of the relationship.
Well, only with Uber Eats.
Right.
Like the other stuff, whatever. Yeah, but my problem is I want options. List to me some stuff. You know what I mean?
I'm the opposite. I'm the whatever you want. Oh, we're going to get Alpac. Okay, get me this. We're going to get Chipotle. Or get me this. We're going to get Greek. Get me this. Like, I already have something. You pick the place. I got something that I'll eat from there.
You know what's so funny is 9 times out of 10, I'll do that, and then I'll go eat a spoonful of peanut butter and go, I'm fine.
I wish it was that easy.
You know,
I always
peanut butter.
I'll pick by who has the best deal. Who has the buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Who has free shipping. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I can pick from anywhere. I have no problem picking food. I want the deal.
I can tell you that I noticed, because I stopped using Uber Eats for a while because I couldn't afford it anymore, and that having a high rating from Uber and Uber Eats and not using Uber Eats, in like the span of 2 weeks, I got like 36 different promotions that were 50% off here, 40% off.
Yeah.
$3. So that's, and I just used all that.
Yeah. I never look at that stuff. They are like, hey, you could save this if you do that. I go, I don't want to. I don't want to commit to it.
Yeah. Why do I refuse to join the Uber Eats thing or whatever and pay no? And yet I still order every night from it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like speaking of buy one, get one, you can use your 40% off on a buy one, get one place. And so then you're getting like $200 worth of food for $30. Yeah. It's not so bad. Yeah.
I'm planning on going to the UFC fight for Conor McGregor if that happens now. We don't even know what's going on.
So do you hear, you know, everybody's throwing around different rumors and stuff, injury or whatever, and possible replacement and Max Holloway and all this and that and everything. I heard what I think is a good theory.
Okay.
Is that now that it's locked in and everything, Conor McGregor is renegotiating and wants more money. And now they kind of have to pay him because that's really the big fight on that card. There's a couple other fights that are okay, but that's like the obviously the big, big one and the return of Conor McGregor. And he's pulling kind of a Tito Ortiz where everything's set in stone. And now if you want me to fight, you got to pay me whatever I think, you know.
Gotcha.
So they say that it should be hopefully resolved here in the next couple of days. I mean, they haven't canceled. Yeah, but they did do quite a few things where they had free Conor McGregor fights up on the app that they have. They took those down. They did a couple other things where they're like, and they're not really saying anything. So
I will tell you that it has not affected ticket prices whatsoever.
Yeah.
the average ticket price to that thing is $4,000 each.
Yeah,
for a seat. It's all resale tickets and everything. I mean, you can go sit in the upper level for $1,200 in the upper level, but I mean, you know, there's certain sections that are better for, you know, you could sit in the lower bowl and have great seats just because you want to see into the octagon, you know? But for the most part, I think you're going there to watch it on the screen anyway.
Yeah.
And it's insanely priced.
Yeah.
It's insanely priced. The tickets at Galvin, the last time you and I went together, the tickets that we had on the floor, those are going for about $8,000 each.
Oh, my God.
Each, yeah.
That's like Super Bowl, right? Like Super Bowl price.
McGregor, I'm not surprised. That's, you know, it's top of the top.
But, like, how can you afford to do anything anymore?
Dude, it's wild, Carmen. It is wild.
Like, concerts, how much stuff, fights, like, everything. Like, the price is insane. Yeah.
Do we think, at this point in time right now, that the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight happens?
No.
I do not. So no. I don't think so either.
No, you see everybody want to step up. Roy Jones wants to fight now.
Yeah. Antonio Tarver's talking about it. Ryan Garcia is talking about
it. Now, Ryan Garcia would be a huge deal for
him. I don't think I want to see Logan or Jake Paul fight anybody over the age of 55 anymore. It's kind of played out.
Well, Mike Tyson's the only one that makes sense for.
Even that is like, now with this whole medical thing coming up, it's like, you're just going to watch some old man die in the ring. You know what I mean?
That old man is Mike Tyson.
Well, that was initially why I said, I don't think this gets sanctioned. I didn't think it was going to get sanctioned just because of his age and his inactivity and all that stuff. And then they sanctioned it, and now ulcers are keeping him out. Like, I mean, that's a bad sign.
Excuse me.
Ulcer. You know, but
it never gets old.
It's all the gimmick thing, whatever. Yeah. If he wants to be a boxer, boxers.
Yeah.
I just think with Jake Paul, it's always a gimmick.
Yeah,
it's not sanctioned, or it is, and then it gets canceled, it gets pushed back. Like, it's always... Yeah.
Well, he's talking about that he will be a champion for whatever belt, you know, at some point, and that's never going to happen if you're not fighting actual fights.
Right.
I know, but the guy is not a boxer.
Oh, he's making a ton of money and doing all that.
He's making so much money now. He's so successful. He doesn't care.
Right, yeah. He doesn't need to take my advice and you do whatever. You can keep saying that, you know, take me serious, and I'm keep on fighting these, you know, has-beens and whatever. But, you know, whatever. We'll see.
I mean, there's a lot of people who wish they had the chance to fight Mike Tyson. He was making it happen.
Yeah. I don't think
there's a lot of people that want to fight Mike.
You know what I'm saying.
There's a lot of people that want to, I think, that would rather see Jake Paul get knocked out, which is, I think, a big
what everybody was hoping for. Yeah. Mike Tyson split his head in the first shot. Yeah. We're all hoping for that.
They're also already hyping up a thing with Logan and Jake Paul fighting that KSI guy and some other YouTuber again.
That's like a kid's fight. That's a kid's fight.
And I guess it'll make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. And then now we're assuming KSI is a boxer, too. You know, like Logan Paul's put some time into it. I mean, Jake Paul's put some time into it, and these guys put time to. I don't know that KSI is training like.
I doubt it.
Like Logan Paul.
He's fought a few times, and I think he did okay.
But he fought other YouTubers.
Yeah.
He did bare knuckle too. I think right. Really? Didn't we see him at the bare knuckle thing?
No, that
was Blueface.
Blueface. KFC.
Oh, I would crush
Blueface.
KFC.
Blueface did bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Against some other YouTuber or something.
He's
a rapper.
Right. Yeah. And this is way before we knew who Blueface was. Like kids knew, whatever. But I go, did they just say that guy's name is Blueface?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not sure you're allowed to say that.
And I had a couple of edibles before I got out there. And Galvin turned to me and was like, did they say Blueface? And I was like, I don't know what is going on right now.
And then a guy with a hanger around his neck came over.
I was like, where are we?
Would you find another radio guy, bare knuckle?
That's a good question. Would I fight another radio guy, bare knuckle? Probably not.
Who are the people you've
fought before?
Because
I already got a herniated disc in my neck.
Jared,
that's
the cook.
Would you fight
Mark
Jared?
He's no. He's blind.
You kill him.
You're blind.
You see him throw that first pitch?
He made him go blind.
I told Gio, because on his profile, he posted pictures of that day. And I go, do you think on purpose he's not looking at the camera because he's blind?
I just wrote underneath this pitch, I wrote, oof. And he goes, well, it was a, I don't try to explain it.
No.
So you can read, so you're not blind. Yeah. All right.
By the way, that tells you everything you need to know about him. His entire athletic career, everything that he's ever done in his life by that one pitch.
Yep.
That's
his life.
So he was he was leading up to that, he was going to a pitching coach once a week.
Oh, my God.
To learn how to throw the pitch.
Should his money
execute
back.
That guy. Yeah. he was going to a pitching coach once a week.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, Billy Madison was trying to, like, help him out. Because he lives, like, in the area. Yeah. Well, I saw, like, he was with Derek or something. On
Carmen, I'm telling you right now, you or I could, behind our back, over our head, like, anything you want me to do, I could have thrown it better than that.
But you and I are athletic.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Have you ever...
Throwing a pitch, you don't have to be athletic to throw a pitch.
Yes,
it helps. It certainly
it's
helps.
It's all in the hips.
I can't imagine not being able to throw a baseball.
I mean, think about this. Did anyone see Travis Kelce's first pitch?
No. Was it bad?
It was terrible.
Really?
And he's a professional football player. You know what I mean?
It's weird people who can't cross over to different things. You know, you see people that you're like, yeah, that's an athlete, and then they can't do certain things. They're trained for one thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that baseball guys could throw a football as well as they throw a baseball, but I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me that that's everybody should be able to throw a baseball.
But there's a few things that give it away. Like, if you're a football player, let me see your golf swing, or let me see you throw a shoot a basket or do something like that. That kind of gives it away, because if it's not your sport, you should be able to do the other stuff, but a lot of people can't.
And you may not be good at it, but you at least look athletic doing
right.
it. Have you ever seen someone not athletic doing something athletic?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell.
I saw it every year at the kickball tournament.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. We all get injured.
We should do that again.
John Senning. Oh, I'd fight John Senning bare knuckle.
Oh.
He would kill you.
Oh. That's him laughing at you.
Laughing in your face.
He would kill you.
John's a lover. John's not a fighter.
Yeah.
I fought.
We talked about this before. I know. 100%
out of your mind.
But now you're bare knuckle.
You're out. Yeah. You're literally, that's like saying I would fight a young child and they would beat me.
Nope. Listen, I like John Senning, and he's a lot bigger in Spanish. Spanish destroys him.
I trained with athletes that fought in world championship kickboxing matches.
Those guys may lose.
Dude, I don't even know why you're saying
make this happen, and how much money do you want to put on it?
Because I'll put money on it,
whatever you want. I will absolutely match.
And no street fight garbage. A bare-knuckle boxing match.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
John Senning kills you.
Mm. There's so much cushion in his beard. You have to get through that to begin with.
Dude, I will rock his world.
No cushion on that liver.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, John's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, he's not going
to
take it.
Love to.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
If you guys had like a hammock off, I could see.
Oh, that he will crush
John
me.
John might win the hammock.
Yeah, right. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, can put on some reggae.
Yeah. I'll even spice it up. I'll take mushrooms before I fight him bare knuckle.
Relax.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, dude, it would be.
I'd like to see you just hit the punching bag while you're on mushrooms.
Oh, man, that's how you get in that flow state.
Listen,
it would be perfect.
You saw what happened to Crying Ryan.
Mm. Yeah, he literally ran away.
If I'm John Senning, I look at that and I say, no way.
You think John Senning and Crying Ryan are the same?
I can tell you, and I think John Senning will tell you, he's not athletic.
No, but I think the fighting, I don't know. Maybe because he's not athletic. I don't know.
Yeah. The fry cook doesn't even cook anymore.
Yeah.
After he fought Spanish.
I broke his nose.
Yep. They had to make him a busboy.
I love Martin Gramatica, and this is nothing against him, but he went into that fight thinking he was going to knock me out in the first round.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, buddy.
Five rounds.
That was a long time ago. You were not the same person.
That's I don't true. Even know what to say.
Two
I don't
breakdowns
even know what to say
later.
To I don't even know what to say to you. Yeah.
Yeah, he has my
sad weirdo show
finding
on Saturday.
My inner demons and using them for is you're right. I will end up killing somebody.
I feel like you no, there's no way. I mean, John's a man.
Oh,
John's
my
a man.
God, you're just saying things that are ridiculous.
John's a man.
Lights have light. Lamps are cool. I can do this too. I can do this too. Walls have paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're just saying stuff about things that don't make any sense.
Pits have odors.
Yeah. So, you know.
Listen, if you just want me to be honest, I'll be honest. If not, I'm not.
Hey, you're not being honest.
Listen, here's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Fight Club?
Yeah.
The Fight Club.
Yeah.
On the cruise.
Yeah.
John Senning gets a cruise. We go and we go in that same room that they didn't know anything was happening.
Remember?
We just locked the doors.
Yeah. I don't know that John would want to fight Spanish, but I believe that he is because he's so confident. he's so confident that he'd win.
Did we talk to John about this before?
Yes. He didn't want to do it.
Well, he said he would, but he wasn't looking forward to fighting. Yeah, he did.
No, we're doing, this is bare knuckle.
He texted me after and was like, well, I would make love, not war. And I was like, I totally get it. Yeah.
Spanish, do you think you could take Mike?
In a bare knuckle fight?
Yeah.
Nah, because it's just going to take, he's got, he just has too much weight behind every punch. You'd knock me out. Yeah. I mean, that's not, I mean, I think he knows. Right. Yeah. It would just take
If you would have said yes, I would stood up right now.
Well, that wouldn't be bare knuckle. We would need wraps.
No, in a ring, not street fight.
Yeah.
Not street fight. You can't tackle him and do all that stuff. No, Spanish wins.
Box right now.
Yeah. Spanish wins.
Spanish wins.
Thank you, guys. You know the truth.
Mike!
The truth.
God forbid we did it out on your back patio and you fell down going down the stairs.
Sure, I'd have to wear the correct shoes. I'd have to wear the right shoes.
I'm not even wearing shoes.
You think if we had a fight, a bare knuckle fight, you would win?
Yes.
Be honest.
You're scoring it, right? You're scoring it?
No, you're fighting the knockout.
Yeah, but then I think I would definitely
fight to
win.
Knock out, but I'm saying if it doesn't end in a knockout and it's scored by judges,
he
wins.
You're going to have to connect. And I mean, I am pretty, I'm way smaller than you. It's way easier for me to slip your punches.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I would be willing to take a chance at this.
I would too.
All right. Let's just box it out.
All right.
Let's put gloves on and we'll get in the ring.
All right. I'm in.
This would be great.
You have to sign a waiver.
I would sign it. I would sign anything you want.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've gotten in the ring. No, it hasn't.
You don't know.
You don't know what I do.
It's trash talk.
You don't know what I do.
You don't know my life.
I can take an educated guess.
You can't do what I do.
Man, he put you in the same group with Crying Ryan, the cook.
I did not.
Jared, and Mike Calta.
No.
Listen, I don't want to be a part of a charity to raise money for you after the fight.
Oh,
for your GoFundMe.
Man, you think it would be that bad?
Yes.
I don't think it would be that bad.
Okay.
I've taken some pretty solid punches to the face over the years,
mm-hmm.
bare knuckle and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. In.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand what makes you think you can fight so well.
I don't.
By the way, I'm not saying that I can fight well. I'm just saying I don't know what makes you think you can fight so well.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going by football punches.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you throw a football punch.
Me.
Yes, you.
Okay.
Not impressed?
And what was your determination?
I could tell that he, you know, was a Boy Scout and not a football player or not a boxer as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not a fighter, she says.
That's a girl.
That's a girl that you punched.
Saying that. that's a stinky bag lady.
Oh my god, dude.
Saying that.
Hell of an assessment.
I'm just saying.
My worst bruise came from when three people had to punch me. Mm-hmm. Like, I never got a bruise from just one person punching me.
That one person being Mike?
Listen, we wanted to punch you, but not punch through you.
No, we literally had a rule that you couldn't hold back on punches.
Right, but you don't think we held back a little bit hitting you?
I don't think you did.
Okay. Look, I'll fight Spanish, and I'll gladly punch you in the arm without holding back. If you
I don't want to get punched again. Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying I'm in.
I'm in.
All right.
When are we doing this? Can we get with Master Amir?
Yeah.
And get a ring and do that? And are you wearing regular gloves or are you wearing the just wraps?
I'm down with whatever you want to do.
I'm down with whatever.
Wow.
Don't be crying about me on your show on Saturday.
I will not. I will not. You don't get into that ring with that attitude. Mm. I know what's going on when we get in there.
Yeah.
But you have to wear flip-flops in the fight.
Oh, no way.
Just to make it even.
No way.
All right. Well, let's move forward.
Okay. Let us. Let us dance. Wow.
Challenge has been issued and accepted.
Hey, man.
I love that I'm so much bigger than you and you're not even concerned at all.
No, you remember Nick Cornelius, the heavyweight champion? Yeah. I've sparred with him for years. So, no, your size means nothing.
Oh,
boy. Your size is actually a disadvantage for you.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because, no offense, you don't move well. You don't move well. Spanish is smaller, low center gravity. He can move a lot quicker. Like you said, he's going to be able to slip your punches a lot easier.
where you're going for haymakers. You're going to go for knockouts, and he's going to be able to light you up. He's okay. going to be giving you a three-piece chicken sandwich right there.
Now, I do understand that if you do connect with one of those haymakers, it's not going to be a good day for me, but that is the motivation.
But you also have to land those flush and solid.
Yeah.
So your movement's going to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm still in.
I'm in.
I mean, this is the worst part about it is that we can't do the punch out because this would be so
I know.
Perfect.
This would be awesome.
Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, of course, before I say that, what I wanted to call about this fight, back where you were talking about the iPhones you were talking about, 256 is actually the highest you can get. Not the highest, but if you get the Max, like the Pro Max, that's what it comes with. Like I got my wife when they came out, the 15 Pro Max, the 256 gigabytes, comes standard with the Max. But if you get anything lower, 128 now is standard, where it used to be 64. I know you said that 256 is on the low end. It isn't. It's actually on the high end.
Geo said we can get a terabyte.
Yeah, can't you get a terabyte one?
Oh, no, no, you can't. No, you, or yes, you can, but you can get storage, you know, and it does say 1 terabyte. Yeah, but I'm talking about if you go buy a phone and you get a Pro Max, it comes standard with 256, where like I have the 13 Pro Max. It came with, when I bought it a couple of years ago, it came standard 128, and the other ones came with 64. Now it's 128.
Spanish thought that 256 was the most you could get.
Yeah.
And I told him, as well as telling him, no, that's not the case.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. The 256 is, no, definitely not. Yeah, you can get up 1 terabyte.
Thanks, man.
Back to you guys. Back to you guys fighting. I think, I actually thought the same thing. I was like, well, he's got experience, whatever. After I saw that video, you know, that surface and all that, and you got so mad, I was like, you got it internally, the anger. And if he started punching you just because he's Spanish, the inner strength would come out, and I think that you would definitely destroy him.
Yeah,
I
know that there's a snap strength in there. Yeah.
100%. You got the, you know what I mean? Like, because, I don't know, maybe because it's kind of like a father and a son. The father might be smaller, but he's got that inner strength, and the moment his son hits him, that's it. It's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about my inner anger? Where do you think that goes?
To said
what inner anger? You have inner anger?
Of course. Everybody has inner anger. It's called being human.
Well, like mine.
Yeah.
Not towards Mike, you wouldn't. No way.
For sure.
All right. We'll see. We'll find out. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Mike, hi. Listen, I'm a big guy, too. Mm-hmm. We can't do like we used to. Street fight, you'd be good. But a boxing match, I can't throw a football right now. I used to be able to throw one, but I can't throw a football. And I'm afraid we might be in the same category. I've seen you fall. I've fallen the same way, Mike.
I'm not the most balanced guy in the world, but I can throw a punch. I'm okay. Mike, out the show. Hello.
Mike, I love you, but Spanish is washing you in this fight, dog.
All right. Hey, get your money ready.
Dizzy,
for you.
By the way. Dizzy, by the way.
What?
Oh, it's Dizzy.
This is Dizzy.
Dizzy, I would pick you up and beat Spanish to death with you.
But Spanish is going to beat you in that fight, Mike. I love you, but he's picking that fight.
Okay, listen to me. I'll fight Spanish, okay. And then after he's down, I'll turn around and fight you.
I'll take the leftover.
Okay. All right. Done. All right, you little bastard. I can't believe he calls on the request line.
Yeah. Also, I can't believe he doesn't know how to use a phone.
Yeah. Spanish, I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. Well, you have no reason to be.
Yeah. Well, you don't have any reason to be mad at me.
Yeah, you're a little boastful.
I'm not boastful.
I don't think you're confident. I don't think you should call Mike a clown. That's kind of.
I did not call him a clown. I hate when you do that.
All right. I
never called you a clown.
I'm interested to see how it'll go. I could be wrong, but I'm willing to try.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
All right. Like, if we were betting on it, I'm confident in myself to bet.
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah. So, now Dizzy's betting against me.
Well.
That's a little hurtful.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. He's off my list anyway. Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, bro. I can't wait for Spanish to knock you out.
Oh, jeez. Seems like you might
gonna
be waiting.
It's going to be a beautiful sight. I really think he can get you.
All right, well, you don't have to celebrate it, sir. You could be like, I was surprised by that, but you don't have to be like, I can't wait for it to happen.
Well, I just got faith in Spanish. He's got that small man strength. He's going to get you. He's angry. He's going to beat you up good.
Nobody's taking big man strength into this?
Big man slow, though.
Big man can take a lot of punches.
How many punches do you think you can take from little Spanish, though?
I mean, it's kind of like a mosquito. It's going to fly at you. It's going to bug you, and eventually you're going to turn and swat it.
Yeah, but at the end of the night, after that mosquito gets after you, you have bumps all over your body.
I'm not saying I won't be sore the next day, but I know that I have squashed it, and I still got some of that blood on my hand.
So, how are you going to feel when he hits you with one of those Mike Tyson uppercuts? How's that conversation?
You think that Spanish has a Mike Tyson uppercut in him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got some anger built up. As long as he don't got the ulcers to go with it, I'm pretty sure he can uppercut.
I'm willing to roll the dice, sir. No ulcers. Thank you, and I Spanish appreciates your support. Thank you very much. Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you been?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I just want to tell you, I hate to say this, because you and I are kind of built the same way. I'm a couple years older than you, but this is from experience. You're going to find yourself swinging at air pretty quick.
Yeah, I think you guys are way underestimating my ability.
He's going to be swinging for it and gasping for it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Mike. Thanks.
Thanks. I'm not dissuaded by people's negativity.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
Lots of Team Spanish in the chat as well.
Good. Don't support Spanish.
Not a whole lot of support.
Give him all the love now before he's dead. Mike, out the show. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Nope. Mike, out the show. Love.
Hey, who else is thinking of Punch-Out from Nintendo? Little Mac versus Bear Hugger. That's what it's going to look like.
First of all, there was nobody named Bear Hugger. It was Bald Bull, maybe Bald Bull.
No, Bear Hugger, man.
There was no Bear Hugger in Punch-Out.
Okay, look it up.
I am going to look it up. There was no Bear Hugger. There was King Hippo.
King Hippo, yeah.
There was Bald Bull. There was Tiger Flamenco.
Bear Hugger.
Don Flamenco.
Bear Hugger, Punch Out.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all.
This is a two-handed smash that always knocks down his opponent with one hit to avoid his move, blah, blah, blah. This is what Bear Hugger
looks like. Let me see what Bear Hugger looks like.
He looks a lot like you. I'm going to be honest with you.
Let me see it.
That's Bear Hugger right there.
I got to tell you, that's a different version.
It was the Super Nintendo version.
Thank you. Okay.
Not the original
Punch-Out. I'm talking about the original Mike Tyson Punch-Out. So, sir, I apologize to you, but we were talking about a different game. Mike Aldesholo.
Hey, what's up?
No, Mike Aldesholo. Oh, Mike Aldesholo.
Are we all forgetting that Mike was a break dancer? He's got quick moves. He's going to be nimble.
Get out of here.
I will tell you, Amanda will support me the least. Yes.
Break dancing beads, you're all good, dude.
Thank you, Punkin. I appreciate it. I love the woman support. Team female on the Mike Halda side. Damn, Mike Halda show low.
Quick jabbing is going to be effective. Quick jabs, not a roundhouse. Thank you.
I love that you assume that I don't have a quick jab.
I think he is saying you.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Is anything about you quick?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to be quick to fire you. Mike, how the show? Hello. All right. I'm done with the phone calls.
A lot of insults being thrown.
Listen, what do you got? I mean, I have not seen Bear Hugger until today, and I feel like that's good. Little Mac and Bear Hugger. That's
Little
fine.
Mac, yeah. Little Mac.
Spanish, you know the fight's never going to happen.
I mean,
is that why you're
where
so
can we do it? No,
you're already.
Where would we do it?
That's a good question.
At Amir's. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or we can find a spot.
I mean, we got plenty of places with rings.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set up a ring in the backyard if we have to.
If we have to.
Yeah.
Well, good luck getting out there.
Titus O'Neil.
I have a feeling I'm going to be in this fight. I'm just joking around.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to fight you, but I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
You are excited, though.
I am.
I enjoy his confidence.
Well, I mean, I have to be, right?
No, you could be smarter.
No, that's never been my thing.
Yeah, I know. So let's fight on your show. Let's fight on your show. I'll fight you and Shark at the same time.
I'm in. What's that? In Romania, they're doing that fighting where it's one guy against two girls now. Have you seen that?
One guy versus two girls is amazing. Have you seen suplex basketball?
Stop it.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's guys playing basketball, and then while they go for the shot, the other guy grabs them and suplexes them.
What?
Germany is going crazy, man.
Germany has got some great sports. Oh, my God. It's real.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But Charlie Belcher is the smartest guy in the media. He just goes to places down to make him a good breakfast. Yeah. Look at that. Little Eggs Benedict. Little chicken gizzards. I don't know what that is. Anyway.
Cornbread?
We got a fight coming up, Spanish.
Right. So no McGriddles?
No McGriddles. Not for me, at least. Oh, man. I'm in training.
Do you want to set a date?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would be good?
What's the next?
Couple months out?
When's UFC 303? June 28th?
Is it June or July?
No, it's June.
Yeah, June. Yeah, I believe it's 28th. So that's 27th would be the Saturday, or June, July, sorry. June 28th, yes.
Yep. All right.
June 29th, Saturday.
Yep.
That's so I'll be gone that weekend, so maybe the weekend after?
Yeah.
First weekend in July?
Fourth of July weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, put you right into the Fourth of July weekend with a black eye. Yeah.
Red, white, and bruise.
Oh, both brews.
Oh, yeah. We could do it during the show on that last show before the 4th of July break.
Okay. You could do it before Bert's taping.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, do it out there.
All right, I'm in. All right, we'll set it up. If you want to watch UFC 303, you can go watch it at plenty of places in the Tampa Bay area. If you want to go and see the fight, Bud Light 102.5 The Bone are giving away two trips to Las Vegas to see UFC 303, and you can watch Conor McGregor. All you have to do is stop by one of the locations and scan the QR code. That's it, and you're automatically entered to win. You'll be staying at the Mandalay Bay. You'll get flight tickets, all courtesy of our friends at Bud Light. Visit BudLightUFC.com for a complete list of locations like the Press Box on Dale Mabry, like Riveters on Dale Mabry, like Thirsty First in St. Pete, and like JR Sports Bar in Clearwater. Any of those locations, and there's so many more. Go to BudLightUFC.com for a complete list. Stop in there, scan the QR code, and you can win a trip to check out the fight. And I'll be there checking out the fight, and then I'll be coming back next week and beating up Spanish. That's how it hopefully works in my mind. We got to take a quick break. We'll play a game when we come back. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.